And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We have Jeff from Sedos Adventures right here in the studio talking about this incredible place, incredible resort on Sedos Island in central Baja. Really looking forward to getting down there. And I know Ricky's pumped up about his trip in July and Ryan about his trip in August that actually still has spots available. So
Ryan and I were BSing about that at work the other day. Yeah, we are just so pumped. It's such a cool place. Great fishing, great accommodations. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And we're giving away a couple great prizes, too.
You're not kidding about that. Boy, if you didn't catch the beginning of the show, an awesome opportunity at winning some great stuff. If you give us a call this morning at 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Not only are you going to get a chance to talk to Jeff and get all your info about Cedros, you're also going to get a shot at winning those two great prizes. First of which is half-day fishing for two aboard the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. That prize pack includes all the tackle rental if you need it. And then another lucky caller is going to win a six-pack of the Live Deception Jigs, courtesy of our good friends at Ahi USA.
Yeah, indeed. All right, let's find out what's biting. Our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Good morning, Jeff. Always good to see you in the studio, buddy.
You bet, Dave. Right back at you there.
Hey, guys. I am driving down the coast right now. Me and my deckhand, Shayla, we're just coming down from Newport with a bunch of anchovies. We're going to bring them down to Dana Point and see what the calicos want to do down there on them. Hey, like I talked about last week, as soon as that wind backed off a little bit, here comes the fish again. Very, very phenomenal yellowtail fishing down the coast. And then again over at Catalina, good yellowtail fishing. A couple of sport boats had nice scores over there yesterday. Lots of that bigger grade bonita on the front side of Clemente. If you can find an area where there's not too many sea lions, you can do pretty good on that bigger grade bonita. The back side of the island kind of got chewed up with that wind, but there's still a lot of yellows. The guys saw a lot on the machines there yesterday and the day before. Just got to get settled down a little bit more, and I think that stuff will bounce right back and bite there. And then on the coast here, very good rockfish fishing, and the calico bass fishing is very, very good here in Dana Point, Salt Creek, down the line on the kelp. If you got a little bit of anchovies, you just pull into any edge of the kelp or hard bottom there, throw a little bit of chum, and the bass are in the pre-spawn mode, and they're just trying to eat everything they can get their hands on or get their mouths on or whatever you want to say. But the water bounced right back right here about a mile and a half off the Laguna right now at 64 degrees and very clean. So I think as long as this wind doesn't blow, I think we're in for another phenomenal week of fishing, guys. All I can suggest is you've got to get out there and you've got to go fishing somewhere, somehow. You got to go.
Yeah, and you've got to stay with fishdope.com. The info is there. You got to go to the right spot, and that's where it comes in. Fishdope.com is the spot, and the right tackle and everything else. Danny gives it to you because it comes right from the horse's mouth, the horse being Dave Hansen right here and other great reporters like him, of where to get it. $20 off a new membership on fishdope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW, small letters, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And, Dave, how do we go fishing with you with anchovies?
All right, guys, there's a couple of different ways you can go fishing with me. I will come with you on your boat, teach you how to use all that stuff you got, all your electronics, show you where to, how to, fill your GPS up with spots. You can call me at 949-374-0786 or look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com. Or if you have a phenomenal amount of extra money, you can always charter the Big Hatteras and go with me and Shayla, and we'll take you out, catch a bunch of fish for you on a big, luxurious Hatteras.
What a team there, man. That's a pretty good team, you and Shino, man. Pretty awesome. Hey, appreciate that, and we will talk to you next Sunday, Dave.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Dave. Well, the phone lines are absolutely packed up. Literally, the only line open is one toll-free, 877-792-1090. Your chance right now. Let's talk to Hills calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. Good morning.
Hey, I wanted to ask, I got a Torium 28C with 65 Spectra, and I haven't got the right rod for it because some of my rods seemed a little weak. And now I was going to ask Rick if he was going to, could he catch that 45-pound yellow with that, but and what rod. But now I'm hearing about possibly tussling with a 60-pound bluefin. Is there a rod I can use with that where I'd have a chance with either one of those?
I would say that there definitely is, you know, I mean, there's a lot of great rods out there. I would say that Terramar 80H would be a nice rod to look at. It's an 8-foot rod. It's pretty light. It's got a reel seat. Another rod that I like a lot would be a Calstar GG6480. got a lot of backbone, still soft enough tip section that if you had to throw a surface lure with it, you definitely could, but a lot of pull for an 8-foot rod, something's going to give you good casting distance. It's got a lot of guts behind it. So
yeah, and 65-pound Power Pro on that perfect. Torium 20 and whatever top shot is appropriate, you're in the game, man. You are in the game. Hills, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into him. This time we're going to talk to Ken calling us from Long Beach. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, Ken.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to share a Cedar's Adventure story of a couple years ago. It was the Let's Talk Duck Up trip. Rick was on. We were on day two of fishing in the morning. We had a good shot for calicos. We did good the day before on yellows, so we decided to go up the island. And on the way up there, our captain kept looking up to the left and saw a big cloud of birds. So we talked about it, said, let's make that mile run out there and take a look. We rolled up on a big red cloud in the water, and the yellowtail had all these squid balled up, and we instantly fired jigs on it. Long story short, we got our three limits, one for the captain. We called the other boats in. They got the yellows. We got a couple scoops of that squid, threw it in the bait tank, continued on up the island, and just nailed the calico bass that day. It was quite a trip.
God, that was so cool. That yeah. just gets me pumped up just remembering that day.
Oh, yeah, thanks for sharing that, Ken.
And that's the kind of experiences you can have at Cedros Adventures because you're in the Ponga, you're mano y mano, as they say, with the fish and the conditions there, and it's pretty epic.
Yeah, I've been many, many times, and guys, I just can't put my finger on what I would call my favorite trip.
Yeah.
You know, they're just all special in there.
Each one is new and different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something else I wanted to share. Is I think on the van on the way back up to the hotel, Rick asked everybody, he said, anybody get their personal best on this trip? And everybody raised their hand, including me. My personal best yellow, I got a 47-pounder on that trip.
47 pounds.
Very nice.
Wow. And I'm sure everybody's personal best was over 40.
Yeah, they were all nice fish.
Hey, Ken, I think there's a 48 waiting for you down there.
Have me some more. I might be heading that way.
What are you doing August 21st? You can go with Ryan down there. The spot's open.
I might have to grab a spot.
Yeah. There you go, Ken. All right, good
Thanks,
story.
Ken.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about we jump right back in? Talk to Bruce. He's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing, Bruce?
Hey, doing good. This question for Jeff. Probably you already said this, but there's 12 guys, so what is there, 3 per Ponga and... Is that what it is?
That's correct. And we do have some cases where guys want to fish 2 per Ponga, so we just make a slight adjustment in the price there.
And these are deluxe Pongas.
Right,
well,
yeah.
One of them is actually a Mako Center console.
Actually, two Makos this
Mako
year.
Center consoles
Javier just got a 28-footer with two 225s on it.
What?
Yeah.
That's one of the Pongas?
Yeah, Randy Wood hooked him up with the beautiful blue water bait tank.
Sweet.
That's so rad. Wow. So rad.
So two of the 4 skiffs are center console, big center consoles.
Yeah.
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 And then Makos. The other two are big
then
Pongas.
Then 3 26-foot Super Pongas.
3 26 Super Pongas.
So we have five Pongas or boats now this year.
Man, that's nice.
Now, awesome. In the sleeping conditions, everybody sleeps in the same, like, bunkhouse? Or?
No, not at all. No. We've got, there's six rooms. They're double occupancy. And each has a bathroom and a shower.
Yeah,
it's comfortable big
rooms.
It's like
your own hotel room.
Yeah, I mean, it's comfortable big rooms, you know, closets, showers with good water pressure, air conditioner, two bed. It's just, yeah, like you say, it's like a comfortable hotel.
Hot water as well.
Yeah, hot water. If you go to SedrosAdventures.com, you'll see pictures of the lodge. And the cool thing is there's a lot of nice common area there. Where you can hang out outside and enjoy,
Cerveza, watch the water.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And you're walking distance to town. So if you run out of Cerveza, you can walk to town or they'll take you in the van.
Yeah.
Either way.
Cedros Adventures. Okay, thank you.
Now, I might add, there's two outfits down there. And the one you want is Cedros Adventures. That's the original one. Adrian was the guy that created it. And that is the one that does it better, thanks to Adrian and all his staff down there. Cedros Adventures, that's the deal. Hey, thanks a lot for the call.
All right, let's jump right back in. And we're going to talk to Joe. Joe's called us from Newport this morning. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Adventures, that's the deal.
Hey, that was me.
Hey,
right there.
He sounded really good, dude.
Yeah, it's on you.
Yeah, he sounded great.
I hear you right there.
Hey, good morning, guys. Joe.
Good morning, Joe. You need to turn your radio down because we do operate on a 7-second delay in case Jeff says something.
Hey, thanks, guys. First of all, for doing all the special stuff with Friends of Rollo. I've been running trips, and my buddy's running one for kids in Santa Ana. So everybody out there, a shout out to all the Friends of Rollo people.
That's great.
That's rad.
For all those kids coming up on the water. A couple of things this morning. As I run all these trips, I wanted to run out there before I go out. And went on a Terramar Tuesday with Power Pro staffer Randy and Shimano, and went out there on the San Diego wall back here. And he put us on the Bluefin, and it's a 3/4-day boat. We didn't put lines in the water. We left at 5. We didn't drop lines in the water till 11. And when we were there, it was probably in the 100s, these bluefin. And we're not just talking the schooly bluefin. These are the big grade. I caught them last year, and it was two, three, maybe four bites per hookup. He'd fly in front of them, braille anchovies. And I didn't realize the size of these fish, but they would come in and engulf the entire anchovy. And we're fishing 40-pound test. And a few minutes into it or whatever, these things would saw you off. All the fish, there were 50 guys on the boat. I think all of them were just caught on surface iron on big seawash hook. Because these fish have mouths that are the size of your steering wheel.
That's so rad, Joe.
One. He's about 6'2", and put him to his knee. And about a 45-minute battle later on a 9-foot jig stick, it would have been the jackpot. It measured about 46 inches. And we went to Bluefin, whatever site. Probably went close to 80 pounds.
Wow.
So these fish are big. Well, moving forward, now, second thing here, my buddy, the kid that's my president of my fishing club, he just got a skiff. He's a very big, innovative kid, 14 years old, saved up being a pinhead on one of the boats, bought himself a 15-foot used whaler. He went out on the 181 from Mission Bay with a couple of buddies. He nailed bluefin just before the wind came up here about a week ago.
Nice.
And like everybody's saying, they're out there. They are there.
They are out there, man. Those are good reports. And I'll tell you what, it's amazing what's going on now. And, I mean, it's May 1st. Come on. It's going to get better. It's got to, you know, it's just that good. Hey, good report there. Thanks a lot for the call. Terramar Tuesday, I might remind you, is this Tuesday on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Weather good, fishing good, come on. You get to use that Shimano tackle with all the Terramar rods for free on the boat. Terramar Tuesday, if it's not full already, you better make your reservations at seaforthlanding.com on the San Diego and get out there Tuesday with the Shimano guys for Terramar Tuesday.
With the crazy good yellowtail fishing they're having and the option of having bluefin, how nice would it be to have an extra Trinidad to pick up and make a cast with or hang one of those big bluefins on a Talica 2-speed? I mean, that's what these trips are so ideal for. You get to try the best gear absolutely for free. It doesn't cost you any more money. It's the same price as going on a 3/4-day trip anytime.
Yeah, I don't know who the Shimano rep that's going on the boat is, but he's excited.
I hope it's me.
For sure. Yeah. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Mike? He's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pete and Rick, Jeff. Hey, you know, we have the Dodgers and the Angels and Padres and Chargers and now the LA Rams, but by far, in my opinion, your 4 hours of entertainment on these weekends are far overshadow all those other sporting venues.
Nice of you to That's say cool, that. Right? Thank you very much.
I agree.
Yeah,
you're all on it. Yeah, who cares about all that stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't even have to get out of my pajamas to my question to Jeff is, well, can you kind of describe like a day out on the water, what time you guys start, you come in for lunch and maybe have a bathroom break, relax for a while, and, you know, go back out, and is there a specific time they come in for, like, the dinner bell, and basically that's it.
Yeah, good question.
Absolutely great questions there, Mike. We have the pongas running from 6 in the morning till 6 at night, so basically it's your boat, you know. We pack a breakfast burritos and sandwiches and lunch, sodas, water. Of course, you're on your own for your beer, but if you want to fish all day, all 12 hours, and grind it out, that's certainly at your discretion. What I like to do is go out, bang out my yellowtail limit in the morning, get that back into the fish processors and get it cleaned up and on the ice right away in that regard, and then take a little siesta or possibly just jump back on the ponga and run up to Punta Norte for the bass fishing up there. But, yeah, it's your boat from 6 to 6. If you want to grind it out and fish all day, you can do that. Or if you want to come in, relax, and then go back out in the afternoon, that's also an option.
It's all your call. Of course, you have to have everybody on your boat in full agreement with your program.
Yeah.
But usually that's not a problem.
Right.
No, I mean, it's – and I've done both. You know, I've grounded out the whole time, dug it, and then other times, you know, we'd – we're tired, man. Let's go in. Exactly. We'll go have lunch on the beach, and you know, we'll have a beer and relax for an hour, and then just hop back on the boat and then whale away in the calicos in the afternoon. It's your trip.
Yeah, it's your trip. Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. More great information from Cedros. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. By now, some of you have already been out fishing with me or even on board as new clients. For others out there who couldn't make it during the recent offshore fishing season, now's a great time to see how we can help you. Business owners with 401ks or qualified retirement plans, you know things could be better, and why don't we sit down and see how we can make it better? Business owners that are out there that don't have a plan, I'll walk you through the steps and create the plan that's right for you and your employees. For others that have retirement plans with former employers or personal IRAs, let's put them to work where you know how much risk you're exposed to and what kind of expenses you're being charged. Now's the time to put more focus on the long-term funding of your fishing lifestyle.
Rick and I had some great times together out on the water this season, and I know you're going to enjoy meeting him. Managing your investment accounts should be simple and efficient. Give Rick a call at 949-481-1807 or find him on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
On the mighty 1090.
All right, you're back with our buddy Jeff from Sedros Adventures, talking fishing, talking travel. And when you're talking travel, you got to talk to Bob Dawson, Bob Dawson Insurance. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
Hey.
Good morning, Bob.
Great to have you on the show. I thought it appropriate because when you're flying to distant parts, you need this insurance policy that you sell that is so inexpensive, anybody can afford it. Tell us about it, Bob.
Yeah, you know, the latest now is the big Zika outbreak. You know, in some destinations, there's like 40 hot spots right now where the Zika virus is present. And just recently, the State Department added several new terrorism alerts. So your travel insurance covers that. It's pretty inexpensive. You're looking at about usually 5% of the cost of your trip. So you get a $3,000 trip, you're looking at about $150. You can get all your money back if you have a little wreck on your mountain bike and you can't pull your bow back for that bear hunt, which happened to a client of mine recently. He got his $13,500 back. So he was very happy about that. It's kind of money well spent.
Yeah,
no,
so there. Now you tell two different policies. You sell an individual policy that covers individual trips and full refund if something happens on the trip, and then you sell the policy like I have that is covers all of your trips for emergency evac, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, the annual plan, the one that you have is the one that covers every trip you make for 365 days. It covers your evacuation for $500,000, your medical expenses for $50,000, which is really important when you're in a foreign country because they may not accept your U.S. insurance. And this way, the travel insurance company pays it for you. If you lose your baggage, you get up to $2,500 back for that. So there's a lot of benefits to it. And then on the per-trip costs, those are basically 5% of your trip. It covers trips up to 30 days long and includes the medical evacuation, 100% of your money back if you have to cancel. Maybe you get the flu. A family member goes in the hospital. There's a million different things, I guess, that can happen that could cause a person to cancel a trip.
Yeah.
We hope you never use the insurance, but it'll be there for you.
All right. So let's talk. So the both policies there, but let's talk about the one that I purchased. And how much is that policy?
$259 a year.
A year.
That's just
and
crazy.
And I traveled a little bit, you know, here and there.
I travel a lot.
And it doesn't matter, right? Because it covers every single trip I go on. Let's say I go to Cedros and something happens to me. I need emergency evacuation. It's covered, right?
Yeah, we'll get you back to San Diego, and it's good worldwide and within the USA.
All right. No matter where you go, like when I was in Panama a few weeks ago, or you go to Mexico, you go to Alaska, it'll take you to your home hospital, and that's important, right, Bob?
Yeah, it's really important because, you know, you don't necessarily want to be in a hospital in some small town in Mexico that may not have the care that you would normally get maybe up in San Diego or the Los Angeles area, wherever you might be from.
Yeah. So whether you travel once a year, twice a year, or 20 times a year, this policy covers it for $259 a year.
Yeah, it's pretty unbeatable. Awesome. Because you could make 365 trips and still be covered.
Unbelievable. Well, how do we get that policy from you, Bob?
Well, you can call us at the office at 619-460-5615 or go on the web at safariglobaltravel.com.
All right, safariglobaltravel.com. It's on our web page, on our links page, hookup1090.com, and you can talk to Bob. Bob is a real guy, real fisherman, and just a great guy to do business with. I know a lot of our listeners have already taken advantage of this policy, and if you travel and you don't have it,
crazy.
Man, yeah, you got to have it. It's something that you will not be sorry for if you ever need to use it. So thanks, Bob. Appreciate that very much.
Great talking with you guys.
All right. Hey, nice to hear from you, Bob.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Steve. He's calling us from Laguna Beach this morning. Hi, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey. Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Steve.
This is going to be my fourth trip down there with Jeff. And for everybody that's thinking about going down there, it's the trip is just awesome, and I'll be 65 this year, and I'm going as long as I can stand up in a ponga.
There you go.
Call Steve.
We had three of us that were all over 64 last year, and the last hour, all three of us got, within an hour, got 50-pound yellowtail on the last day, and we had limits every day. Calicos are huge, just throwing surface iron on some of the yellowtail. We got some huge calicos in addition to the yellows. And 2 years ago, we got some great white sea bass down there as well on iron.
Hey, Steve. What do they call you guys down there in Seadrifts? The Golden Girls, that's it.
The Golden Girls, because we were the oldest ones down there.
That's cool, Steve.
We showed up the last night with these bright pink Seadrifts T-shirts that we got down there. We got a pretty good laugh from everybody on that.
So when are you going again?
Going down with Jeff in July, and I get back from a trip up north, and 2 days later, actually, we pick up a new puppy, Golden Retriever puppy, that afternoon. And 2 days later, I leave for Seadrifts and leave my wife with a brand new puppy.
Very nice.
All right. Well, thanks
okay.
for the call,
she
Steve.
She can clean up after.
Yeah, you're right. Good. Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Scott Sherman. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, morning, guys. Had to call in. You guys are talking my favorite place in the whole world this morning, so I figured I better call and say hi to Jeff.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Scott's a regular at Seadrifts Adventures, right?
Yeah, I think 5 years in a row now we've been going down there. I don't miss it for much. I remember a couple years ago, that's back when Bob Filner was actually in front of council doing his resignation speech, and I wasn't there because I wasn't going to miss my Seadrifts trip.
and for good reason.
Smart man.
Why would you waste it for that guy?
Yeah, I mean, I've had two personal bests come out of Seadrifts. I've got my personal best yellowtail at 49 and my personal best calico at 98. So.
Wow. Ooh. Jeez, that's just awesome, Sherm.
Holy moly. Yeah.
And there's not a more relaxing place in the entire world. I tell you, the minute your feet touch ground on the island, it's a whole different vibe washes over you, and nothing else matters but having a good time with your friends and getting out on the water and doing some fishing and enjoying a cigar and a drink and some good stories at the end of the evening, you know. Then you get up the next morning and you repeat the whole thing over again. It's perfect.
Yeah. This show is killing me right now. I want to go do this again so bad. So,
and, you know, the other crazy thing about it is if you want to stay connected, you need to do business.
Yeah.
Full cell service there if you have AT&T and full Wi-Fi at the resort.
Yeah. And let me talk to Sherm's group here. We actually made accommodations. They flew in their own plane. So for those of you that have your own aircraft, we can accommodate that that type of trip as well.
That's amazing.
I'm in on that.
Yeah, that's a really cool deal. You can fly right out of Brown Field, right?
Is that where you departed from?
We went Montgomery down to Ensenada to Brown for we hit Brown on the way back for customs, but yeah. When we left, we went Montgomery to Ensenada, Ensenada down to the island.
Wow,
that's so rad!
Yeah, that's cool. Well, great, Scott. Nice to hear from you. And when are you going again?
Well, normally we go in August, but I think I'm dumping all my spare cash into this boat coming up here, so I may have to skip this year and go next.
Uh-oh. All right. Yeah. Well, good luck with that. All right, yeah, Scott.
I had to make the decision, boat or trips, and, okay. And the boat went out this year.
All right. Very good.
Get back onto the next one.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, that means my spot on August 28th is probably open, so anybody who wants a real good time of year to be on that island, that's a good time.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for that, Sherm.
Yeah,
appreciate
Sherm.
That. It happens to be the week after our group with Ryan Christians is going to clean everything out. So, if you want to go on a good trip, I think ours is the 21st to the 26th of August. And you said there was like 4 or 5 spots left on that trip.
Yeah. Yep.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
And I know Ryan, I know his dad Grant's going, great guys, a couple of really fun guys to go down there with. It's going to be a really cool trip.
Yeah, really cool trip. Hey, here's speaking of a really cool trip, Whalers Cove Lodge, which you're going to experience for the first time this year, Ricky. We had a cancellation. It's been sold out for months. We had a cancellation on the 4-day trip, which I'm going to host this year, August 16 through 20. And this is the crazy thing. It's a spot for up to 2 or 3 people with Captain John Mills, who's one of the top captains up there. And it's in Luke's Cabin, which Lolly and I stayed in Luke's Cabin 1 year. It's amazing. It's this your own cabin on the cliff, on the island, all by itself.
Oh, wow.
You get a golf cart to run between the resort and here and there. And it's literally in the woods on this island where Whalers Cove is. And it's like a 2-bedroom little cabin there.
Certainly one of the raddest places to stay.
It's the top place.
That's cool.
I can't believe it's open.
Yeah.
It's the top place at Whalers Cove to stay. So if you want to go, you have 2 to 3 people that want to go and fish with a great guy, John Mills, you better call quickly. Whalers Cove Lodge, call Jay, our good buddy there, 800-423-3123. Again, it's August 16th through 20. WhalersCoveLodge.com.
Kenny in UTC, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Kenny?
Good
morning, Kenny.
You know, I was thinking back to when we first started fishing the rubber for bass and stuff, and my brother, he used to run a commercial boat, and he fished Mexico, and he was throwing a scampi up there in the leaves down there at Cedrus, and he said, it was so lifelike that a seal ate it.
I hope he choked on it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. They work real good for albacore, too, though.
Yeah, indeed. Plastics work. Those MC swim baits, those viejos for the calico,
favorite. That's
such a great bait.
I love it.
Yeah, that's such a cool bait.
That,
Kenny, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
There's such good plastic fishing to be had up there. Your Calcutta 400D, your Corrado 300, straight 65-pound Spectra, and I fish heavy fluorocarbon down there for the bass.
Oh, yeah.
Just not necessarily because you're going to get broke off, but because you go through so many bites. And that's one thing that Corey was talking about at a place like Cedros. I mean, to go through 100 fish in a day is not uncommon at all. And the problem is you don't know when your 10-pounder is going to bite, if it's going to be on your first cast or your last one. And, you know, your line gets abraded and wore down after, you know, 50 fish or 60 fish. And if you're connecting it to a piece of 25-pound and you swing and that thing buries you in the kelp, you might bust them off. But if you have a piece of 60-pound fluoro or even 80-pound fluoro, the bites are still going to come just as good, but you know that you're going to have a strong connection when you hook your giant. Because you're going to hook a giant one down there. It's going to happen.
And that's what I fish, Rich. I fish the 65 to 60 and a top shot of 80 Seaguar fluoro.
You just don't have to worry about it.
I mean, you just have to pull.
Yeah, exactly.
Hang on. Well, you get drugged. It's kind of like a sleigh ride.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Always loaded with great information this week. It's a kind of a fun issue. It's the Southern California offshore forecast predictions. Crystal ball time is the way Pat McDonald put it. Dozens of industry experts weighing on all the different things in there. And I was one of those people that submitted in there. And I was the only one that predicted albacore. And you know why? Just because if it happens,
and you're the man.
I'm like the man.
He was the only one that knew those things were coming.
Yeah, exactly.
And if it doesn't, nobody cares.
Yeah, exactly. So that was the whole reason
behind
that. So check it out. Guys that really know their stuff, are in there predicting what's going to happen, and there's some pretty good information. So
that's cool.
Check it out, Western Outdoor News, this week's edition. And, of course, next week, Pat McDonald's up in the Eastern Sierra right now with that trout opener, so I'm sure we'll have some great photos from the Eastern Sierra.
All right, let's jump back into them. Dave Mira Mesa, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to hear the show this morning. I've only caught the last 45 minutes or so. Can you get more into the cost associated with getting down there?
Yeah, sure, Dave.
If I'm here in San Diego, for example, and you said to get on one of those buses that holds, you know, 12 people, what's it going to cost me?
Right. So we basically have three different trips. We call one the weekender. It's Friday through Monday, a four-day trip. It starts out at $1,750, right? Or it is $1,750. And
that's all inclusive. Includes right. your FMM, includes your fishing license, includes your transportation, your food,
your flight,
your
accommodations,
flight, fish,
processing. Everything. Yeah.
The only extra you have to pay.
You're on your own for gratuities, alcoholic beverages, and the overage on your airplane. We're only allotted 35 pounds a person. If you're over that, they charge you $1 a pound. Yeah. So it's not the end of the world going. You know, I'm a double XX guy, and I can get my stuff down there for right around 35 to 40 pounds. So
yeah.
It's not a big issue since the laundry service is in.
And how many days will that get me on the water?
So that's a four-day trip, 2 days of fishing. We've also got a Monday through Friday. Let's Talk Hookup has some open spots, 8/22 through the 26th. That's $2,050, 5 days, 3 days of fishing. And
these are full days of fishing.
Yeah, 6 to 6. So the most common trip is the 6 day, 4 days of fishing, and that's $2,250.
Okay. So the
what a great bargain.
Yeah, it's
so
a value.
So the longer you can go, the better, because it's the cost is the flight. That's the most expensive part of it, right?
Right.
And they only fly on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, so therefore that's the schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, you have access to your own aircraft, we can make those accommodations.
Yeah, so you'll make some changes if you have, and the other thing too, you may have a group of 12 that you want to charter your own plane, or a group of 8 and you want to charter your own plane. You can make those accommodations too, right? It is doable.
It's possible. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys make anything happen.
Yeah.
If you want the flights to happen. Dad is my favorite. Like we've talked about it forever. When we're done with a day of fishing in Mexico, there's nothing that Dad and I like to do more than like put our feet up on the seawall and have a Pacifico and watch the water. And the last time they went, the island was sold out of Pacificos. And he's like, Jeff, we got to make that happen. We got to the airport and there was a guy standing there with a dolly with two cases of Pacifico, just saying, oh, we wanted to make sure that they were here and not on the island. So they were there. They flew them over.
Yeah, they flew them over.
Made
yeah.
it happen.
I was there.
That's so
it
cool.
It was good, yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. David, just about a minute left for you, David. You have a quick question?
Is this Jay from Mayport?
I got David here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave, yeah. Quick question is, the tackle, can I go to the tackle store to get my tackle so that way I can get lures and everything and hook me up before the boat? Because I got a bunch of people from up north that are going to come with me, you know. And, I mean, you guys have been talking. Life's too short, man. They got to get off that mountain and do some of this.
Heck yeah.
Right,
we'll get them off the mountain onto the rock.
Right, yeah. They're just sitting there posted up, and I said, man, I'm hearing this off hookup talking today. I'm just so jazzed.
You got to go.
I'm going to show them a good time, right?
Yeah.
Rentals are available.
Rentals there. They have some tackle. A lot of guys leave their surplus stuff down there. You know, there's a lot of gear on the Pongas. Like I said earlier in the show, you don't need a whole lot. You know, if you have your special preferences on certain gears, absolutely take that. But don't need a whole lot of gear down there.
Just let Jeff know what your needs are before you go down there, and you'll make a comment.
We'll get it all set up for you. Make sure everybody's got what they need to be successful.
Very
on this
good.
Trip.
All awesome. Right. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got those great prizes, half-day fishing for two aboard the Daily Double, as well as those Ahi Live Deception Jigs. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
The fly fishing season at Katmai Lodge, Alaska is upon us. Throughout the entire season, you can catch up to five types of Pacific salmon, as well as gigantic rainbow trout. Katmai Lodge is announcing some amazing special discounts for the Let's Talk Hookup audience. 7-night trips from June 25th through July 2nd are available for only $4,850. Katmai Lodge also has spaces available from July 23rd through July 30th with a 12% discount to Fish for King and Chums, priced at only $5,150. August 27th through September 3rd, Fishing for Silvers at only $4,850 for an all-inclusive 7-night stay. Check out their website at katmai.com or call at 1-800-330-0326. That's 1-800-330-0326. Don't forget to mention the Pete Gray Let's Talk Hookup Special when you book your fly fishing trip of a lifetime at Katmai Lodge, Alaska.
For East Cape fishing, Genran is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Sibron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenran.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hook, light wire, standard and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You're the big winner of the half-day trip for two aboard the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing is going to Dave in Mira Mesa, and those Ahi Live Deception Jigs going to Steve in Laguna Beach.
Yeah, congratulations, guys, and thanks to Ahi as well as Fred Huber Daily Double for providing those great prizes. And Jeff, we want to give a shout-out to a good buddy, right?
Yeah, I just wanted to reach out to our buddy Dwayne Broadway there. He had a pretty tough go a couple weeks ago, had an accident while working on his truck. Dwayne, hope you're listening. Hope you're getting better soon. Keep fighting the fight there, buddy.
You bet, Dwayne. We're all pulling for you, for
get
sure.
Well, buddy.
Indeed. And if somebody wants to go to Cedros Adventures, again, this is the one you want. Cedros Adventures is the one, whether it be on our trip on August 21st with Mr. Ryan Christensen or any of the available spots, how do we get you?
You get me at Jeff at CedrosAdventures.com, or you can hit me on my cell phone, 310-435-6353. If you don't have a pen and paper ready to write that down, check out our website. All the contact information is right there, and we'd be happy to get back and answer any questions.
CedrosAdventures.com.
I can't say enough good things about this trip. If you're even thinking about it, I urge you to pull the trigger. It is so rad, you will not regret it.
Do it before it all sells out.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thank you for listening. Thanks, Jeff, for coming in today. Don't forget, our archives are up. Thanks to our buddy Adam. You can listen to archive shows, podcasts, anytime. 724 at our website, hookup1090.com. Just link on the archives page and you can hear them. And you can hear this show coming up very, very soon. And then next week, we're going to be back. Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3 is going to be in the Mighty 1090 studio with Rick and myself. And then next Sunday, Captain Art Taylor and Captain Aaron Remy from the Searcher.
Cool.
Next Sunday, Mother's Day. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.